Well, the U.S. State Department says thousands of foreign militants have gone to Syria to fight the government there. Deputy State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf has said approximately 12,000 foreigners from at least 50 countries have joined the insurgency in Syria. She said a number of American citizens were also among the insurgents. Meanwhile, another U.S. official who was speaking on the condition of anonymity said more than 100 U.S. citizens have traveled or tried to travel to Syria to fight President Bashar al-Assad's government. A day earlier, FBI Director James Comey said uprooting homegrown terrorists is the FBI's number one priority. He added that U.S. citizens who tried to join the insurgency in Syria poses a serious security threat to the country. Let's cross over to Ontario and talk to human rights attorney Mr. Edward Corrigan. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, the situation dealing with the ISIL terrorists just continues to spiral out of control, and now we're seeing that more and more Westerners are actually also involved in this. We see now the United States and the UK and other Western governments actually condemning the terrorists for their actions. Question, though, sir. Do you think that they would have even gotten this far if it hadn't been for the situation in Syria and basically the propping up of these kind of groups by Western governments?
Well, I agree with that. I think that the whole ISIL and ISIS were generated by the West. The Americans, the British, the Israelis have all been supporting them with arms and money. They've also gotten money from some Western client states like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Qatar. But the original foundation is simply from British intelligence. According to documents supposedly released by Edward Snowden, that al-Baghdadi, who's supposed to be the head of ISIL, or he is actually was trained by the Mossad for a year and may in fact be a Mossad agent, and that he is trying to, I guess, organize Islamic fundamentalists and radicals to destroy the secular national Arab state of Syria. And they've expanded into Iraq. But you've got the American government, the British government, the Israelis supporting the Islamic fundamentalists in Syria, ISIL, giving them weapons, arms. And then at the same time, they're attacking them now because they're posing a threat to the American client state in Iraq. So you're arming them in Syria, and then you are attacking the same people in Iraq. I think that's my definition of insanity. You know, you can't have it both ways. But the other thing is, according to the documents released by Robert Snowden, that this is sort of like a honey trap where they want to gather all of the Islamic radicals and militants in one place so they control them, use them for their own purposes, but also maybe in the end destroy them. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're getting Islamic militants coming from the United States, Britain, other countries, the person who executed the gentleman in Iraq, he had a British accent. So you are concentrating them there and using them to destroy Syria, obviously, but now they're posing a threat to Iraq and they're talking about attacking Saudi Arabia and other feudal countries or Arab states in the Arab Gulf region. So it's a very dangerous game. It's a crazy game. And, you know, the ISIL supposedly executed 2,000 Yazidis. They're fighting the Iraqi government. They're fighting the Kurds. You know, the whole thing is just it's chaos and destruction. And out of that, supposedly some people think they can get some sort of political or economic benefit. But it really is a crazy policy that doesn't make any sense unless mm-hmm. your idea is to destroy the whole region.
Yeah, what about that you just said, unless your goal is basically to destroy the whole region, when Western countries support this type of terrorist or extremist behavior, going into it, do they not realize that it could also go back to haunt them? Obviously, this type of insanity you can't control and just limit to a particular country or region, but it will expand, as we have seen so many individuals from all over the world joining in to fight for ISIL. So why can't they, as far as these political experts and going into, I'm sure we have a lot of strategists that look at situations prior to going into it, why could not they have foreseen this happening?
Well, it's happened repeatedly. I think part of it is this arrogance of some of the CIA, British and Israeli planners, because they think they control the situation. But what you're talking about, the term is blowback. When you support Islamic radicals to, let's say, the Russians in Afghanistan, and then when they turn on you and perhaps were involved with the 9/11 attacks or other terrorist attacks against the United States, this is you train them, you arm them, you show them how to do things, and then when you're happy that they're attacking the one superpower, Russia, in Afghanistan, but when they turn their attention to the other superpower, then you get upset. But it's something that they've really set the dynamic for and trained people, armed them, and given them the weapons. So you've given weapons to ISIL in Syria, and then the same weapons end up in Iraq fighting allies of the American government. But I think it's arrogance and hubris to think they can do it. But now they realize that there is a real threat of blowback and terrorism attacks, especially if they're, British or American citizens who are trained at the expense of the Americans and the British and the Israelis, and then they're going to also resort to terrorism in their home countries. So that is a real possibility. And of course, it happened with Al Qaeda. Now, Al Qaeda really just means the database. It was a database of Islamic radicals that they wanted to use against Russia, against the Serbians in Bosnia, and also ultimately against the Russians with their Muslim populations in Russia and Muslims in China as well. But it did out of control, and the blowback was, perhaps the destruction of, the American ship, the attack on 9/11, which is there's a number of different theories for it, but if the basic theory is held to the government, this is blowback, and they ended up getting bitten by a snake of their own creation. Mm-hmm. And that is is the irony. But it's the height of arrogance on the part of these CIA planners that think they can do this and still control the situation when, in fact, they cannot.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Edward Corrigan, out of Ontario, human rights attorney.